B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
98.5. In the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in the disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I got 4th and final hour. Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. My memory served me correctly on those 2013 Game 6 ratings, Milliken. 55-2. That's worth celebrating. Not quite a fever pitch yet, but still doing well. There's been an explosion in viewership and interest in the Red Sox over the last couple of weeks.
It's amazing. That's what they'd play if Jesus came back. Like, you know, like, oh my God, here he is on a white horse. Look at that thing.
And by the way, I think all the Red Sox diehards out there should just accept it and think it's great too. Like, stop trying to convince yourself that everybody was into this team.
Yeah, don't be personal. Like,
stop taking on all bandwagoners. There weren't that many fans. There were games with 20,000 people in the stands in September. I mean,
I think they take it personally when takes are given that are not educated. I think that's what it is.
Why did you take what?
Why are you saying they and not we?
Who's they?
No, but when, like, I think that's the frustration offended. when people put nails or said these different things and crapped on the team or high
blue. Oh, for sure.
You got it from Murray.
But those are takes about the team.
No, but as a whole, like, if you're not watching full games or even games regularly, then it's hard to have an opinion on them.
So then you want to totally eliminate a faction of the audience.
That's exactly changing my words.
No, I'm not changing your words.
I said you can't have an opinion if you're not watching. I didn't say you can't be a fan or you can't watch. Go ahead and watch. Be a fan.
So nobody could talk about it if you didn't watch every game.
If you don't watch some games, yes.
Okay.
You have to watch some. That's a fair opinion.
I agree with that. I don't think he's wrong. Why is Tyler wrong on that?
I'm not saying that, like, I'm not calling anyone out or anything, but I think that's where the frustration comes from. That's what I'm saying.
I'll tell you what I'm offended
what?
By. Frustration.
He's frustrated.
I'm offended by that.
Frustrated.
Fair point.
Again.
Fair point.
Frustrated. You should just stop using that word. For a word that you can't say, you use it an awful lot.
Come up with another word.
I'm frustrated.
I'll tell you this. Personally, I watch the Red Sox a lot.
Say frisbee.
Okay.
Frisbee?
Jesus Christ.
Frisbee.
So you watch the Red Sox a lot?
Yeah, I would say personally I watch them a lot, and I don't think we've ever talked about them less than we did this season.
Yeah.
This summer, in the 12 years of being here on this station, I feel like they got less talk than ever before.
What about 2020?
Well, that's different. I mean, I'm not going to count
year
that against
count.
Them. That was a joke.
That's not their fault.
They were absolute dumpster fire, and it was a 60-game fake season.
Poor run.
But what are we talking about?
Any year that they were good.
Any year that there was a full year, 162. Yeah, and I also think that you're right, too. For as good as they were, they didn't garner a lot of discussion. You know why? Because people weren't into them. They weren't talking about them. They just weren't.
Well,
you could almost say
never a big story.
You could almost say this team has become more likable than that team that won.
Oh, they're a hugely likable team.
Like, that team had a bunch of babies on it.
Which one?
The David 18? Price team. Yeah. Calling out Eck on the plane, all that crap. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me put it this way.
Who do you dislike on this pitching staff?
Anybody?
No.
Of the four Red Sox World Series teams,
yes.
They were easily the team that you like the least.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this one, if they are able to pull it off and win 8 more games, will go down as a far more likable team than what you had in 2020.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
That's true. The Red Sox, I would say the 2007 team, which I thought was great. T-Bone agrees with me on this. That was a ridiculously good team. And they did not have the personality or the story. They were just good. They were just a good team. 2013, super likable. I think there's some comparisons to 2013, some parallels to be drawn between this team and that team. They're sort of these, I don't know. I don't want to call them fringe players. That's too harsh. It's not the right word. But, you know, you've got guys that are like Hernandez for this team.
Hunter Renfro.
And you look at that team and you look at the
Victorino.
Napoli was a guy.
Gomes.
Like Napoli, Johnny Gomes, Victorino. Sort of these guys that were not expected to be stars, but were important pieces. I think this team has some of that.
Yeah. And they are infinitely more compelling now that they're making a run and they're going to the ALCS. And during the summer, if we weren't talking about them, a lot of it has to do with what's going on at camp, what's going on between Mac Jones and Cam Newton, and we're looking at that stuff. But it's like every day we start unofficially our day, and I think Felgram has, and probably Toucher and Rich to some extent do the same thing. It's like, what are we talking about? And that's like the royal we. Like, what are people who are into sports in Boston talking about?
Unforced.
And if that answer was ever, oh, Red Sox, did you see what they did in that series with the Orioles this weekend? Then that's what we would talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Patriots, but training camp be damned, because if people were talking about the Red Sox, that's what we would come in and talk about it in June or July or any other time. The fact is, throughout the summer, if you're hanging out with just like-minded sports fans like yourself, I'd be curious to know when the main topic of conversation when you're just talking sports was Red Sox, other than what they did or didn't do at the deadline. Beyond that, it just wasn't. They were good. They were real good earlier in the season. No one hated them. No one said that they sucked. And then when they fell off, it became. But when was it? When was it top of mind? When up until now, when were we doing it wrong by not talking about them?
This is the trade deadline when they did nothing.
Well, this is what I would say for all the, you know, the people who feel like they didn't get enough attention this year. Welcome all the bandwagoners. Why are you going to be mad at those people? Don't be mad at them. Don't be mad at the bandwagon fans.
Yeah, you just can't have an opinion.
Don't be mad
at
them.
You can watch.
Can't have a negative.
You just can't have an opinion. Yeah.
Like, this will be good if going forward the Red Sox can always count on their fans showing up when it matters most.
I just, the whole bandwagon thing, I know you talked about earlier this week too, Beetle. It just kind of puzzles me. Mostly, I think we all know and probably live with bandwagon fans.
I'll tell you why. You're not.
It's just like
you're not grinding anymore. Like, the Red Sox are not grinding it out anymore. They've won it four times. I could see when you were, you know, going to the ballpark before they had ever won, and you did grind it out with them for your entire lifetime, and your dad did, and your grandfather did, and it's like, wait a minute, now we're good, and everybody's on board. I understood that feeling a little bit in 2003. Like, now? Oh, forget it. Get over it. Move on. Enjoy the game. Everyone's watching. Be happy about it. They're getting the attention they deserve right in the here and now. They are. It's a fun story. The question just becomes, how long does it last? Can they get through the... Can they get through the... through the Astros photos? Distracting photos were showing up there. Fowler. It's interesting that you handpicked a number of parade Shawal.
It's a pervert.
It's... The viewers can't see this.
Why is he only showing, like, cheesecake Red Sox photos? They're all very attractive women.
What's cheesecake?
Well, there's beefcake. That's photos of you. Cheesecake.
Look at Fowler.
Oh, get that ball.
Fowler, you creepy old man.
That's not even a Red Sox game.
No, that's not.
That's a Blue Jays game, it appears.
One blue one way, one blue the other.
That's not sports.
Look at this. Look at this array, this lineup.
All right. Well, thanks, Fowler.
That, Fowler. He's cycling it. No, well, okay.
He said it was labeled as Pink Hat Red Sox fans.
Oh, that was the file.
Yes.
Oh, that's very sexist that they have a file.
That is.
Of a lot of, and I know that the Pink Hat term is a sexist term.
You better be careful.
It has a history in sexism. Mm-hmm. You know, the Pink Hats they used to sell. That used to be the that's how it came to be.
Pedroia.
Who invented the term, by the way? Was that Maz? Who came up with that? I'll ask
Probably.
Maz. I'll ask Maz during the break.
It's either, I was going to say Fred and Rich.
Oh, no, it predates them.
Maz is out there picking up glass.
Ask a pink hat.
The term
long
pink hat
time ago. Well
before okay, that. The term pink hat predates Fred and Rich ever landing here
does.
In Boston. Oh yeah.
So prior to
it's either Ordway 05? Or Maz. It's one of those guys.
Prior to 06?
It's oh yeah, probably okay. Like 02.
It's probably Ordway. It's probably the Big Show.
Okay, well it's not 20 years. Yep, it's probably a few the Big years. Show. A few years before Fred and Rich.
Yeah, what year did they get here? Like
06.
Okay. Yeah, it was definitely before they got here.
Okay.
All right, 617-779-0985. Your call's coming up in a little bit. Coming up next, we talk to Derek Forbert, Bruins defenseman. He's on the way, we hope. Fingers crossed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I asked Maz who came up with Pink Hat first. Who said it? I know Maz is often credited with being the person who first said it. And we were just talking about it during the break. The first time it was in print, where it was in a column in print, we found the story. Maz went and looked it up for us. June 2nd, 2006. It was a front page story on the Boston Herald. And it said, "Hey, fake fans, make like Damon and leave." This is great.
I'm still taking shots at Johnny Damon. Jesus.
Well, yeah, right after he left. No, 2006.
That's right. He was the puzzle piece, he said.
He writes,
"I am the puzzle."
He wrote at the time, "They show up like every day is Christmas, and you know what that means. You just lost your seat at the church. You have shown up week after week, year after year, and now you have to stand behind the last pew because of some lady with an obnoxious pink hat." That was the lead. They are the Christmas churchgoers, the ones that show up once a year. He writes, "The Red Sox are trendier than a Louis Vuitton handbag these days. More than 3 years removed from their last baseball-free October. The championship season of 2004 extinguished years of agony and decades of self-doubt, and it rewarded long-suffering loyalists who knew what it meant to hurt. Unfortunately, it also gave birth to an entirely new generation of wannabes. A nouveau riche that shows up at Fenway Park and acts like Paris Hilton." Wow. What a writer that Maz. What a writer.
You know why he's a pain.
It's one thing to be called the nouveau riche, but it is the riche that counts.
Maz is probably a big fan of Paris Hilton.
You know what? Good call on that. I bet he is.
Top of mind.
Margot Robbie. Mention her name around him. See what
around
he does.
Mass. Yeah, he's Wolf of Wall Street on replay.
Most Sox newbies couldn't distinguish between a baseball and a coconut, but they flaunt their allegiance to the old town team like a pair of cheesy sunglasses. He says, "Before anyone interprets this as an indictment solely of women, let me make something clear: the men are just as bad."
Good.
"There was a minority of New England males who knew nothing about the Red Sox before the 04 run, but at least they knew to keep their mouths shut. Now the newbies feel compelled to speak because the Sox are hotter than the iPod." I love this. "The Red Sox are hotter than the iPod. So they tell you how great it is that Kevin Youkilis is Greek."
Youkilis.
"Red Sox are hotter than a DVD. Hotter than
so this was high definition television.
This was a common complaint.
Hotter
back
than
then.
A digital
and
camera.
You know who I think had one of the best takes on this at the time when this was sort of a talking point? All these new fans. And times are a little different there in terms of revenues in the sport and separating yourself from the pack and the size of your market. And if you were the Yankees, and ticket sales were a big driver of revenue. And credit to Michael Hawley, who I think had the best take at the time. He goes, yeah, there's a lot of bandwagon fans. You know who else is a bandwagon fan? He said, Bank of America, the glass company you now see out on the center field wall, the supermarket that's now put their ad on the center field wall, the fact that they have now plastered the entire ballpark with revenue.
Granite City.
Right, Granite City Electric. He goes, yeah, everybody else is a pink hat too. The team is now going to be flush with cash. They're going to turn their bandwagon status into putting it into the team, which to their credit, they have, for better or worse. They've always, for the most part, until this year at the trade deadline, spent their money. But it did. It put them in a better position with their cable deals and Nesson and the advertising. And that fan interest drove a lot of money coming into the team. And now they just have these ridiculous national TV contracts where everyone gets a boatload of money. The money they get from their ESPN deal and their Fox deal, it's stupid. I don't think that was as big of a driver of revenue in the sport as then as it is now. They needed that revenue. They needed that in-ballpark revenue, which they didn't really have to that point. So that was just a trip down memory lane, and we're talking about that because Derek Forbert didn't call. He pushed back again.
Well, it's a running joke now.
He better be good, man. A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure on him.
Do you want to practice your first question?
Sure.
To Fort,
yeah, let's do that. Phone. All right, we welcome in the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, Bruins defenseman, newly signed to the team this year, Derek Forbert. Derek, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Derek, how you doing?
No, how you doing?
Hey, Derek, you ever play pond hockey when you're little?
That's your first question.
From Minnesota Duluth?
That's it?
Try it again.
No.
No, we're not doing
no.
it.
No, Chris in Hartford. Chris.
That was your rehearsal.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, Zo, I got a bone to pick with you.
Yep.
Yesterday, and we're looking for every advantage we possibly can because you had Brett Breer on there talking about how every single position for the Dallas Cowboys is better than us, right? To the New England Patriots. And I call you up, and I tell you the only chink in the armor they got is this guy, Liddell, or whatever his name is, Collins,
on a bribery
charge, the right tackle, and he's not playing. That's the only thing that I can think of to give you a layup to talk about, that we have an advantage maybe about. And I want to know, why can't you be better at that?
Better at what?
2 days in a row, his call has sucked.
I don't know what he's talking about.
And now he'll come after me. What? Why does he keep bringing that up?
Why can't Zoe be better at...
We've done this every week. We did this every week with Bert. We did this the Tampa week.
Why can't you be... I don't...
Be know. Better what?
Bringing up...
That I can't make a case for a Patriot player to be better than the Cowboy player you give me an example of? Like, is there a better pass rusher than Gregory? I mean, Judon, maybe. Maybe Judon and Gregory are scratch. Quarterback, Prescott. Running back, both of theirs. Receivers, all of theirs. Maybe our tight end. I don't know what he wants.
No one was expecting his suspension to get overturned and him to be playing in this game. No one expected that. No one was thinking that was going
to
happen.
But what's that got to do with his point?
Well, that's supposed to be the whole key to this game?
He hasn't been playing. He hasn't played. So what are we talking about?
I don't know. So much of this ends up being for nothing anyway. What was going to be the big issue for the Pats last weekend in terms of personnel and availability? How was the offensive line
pretty
last weekend?
They were
very
pretty good. So,
yeah.
I mean,
so
yeah,
you can
twist yourself
too.
Into yeah. a pretzel thinking about it. And it's like, how can you ignore the biggest story? The offensive line ended up being a non-story. It wasn't a story from the game. But go ahead and get yourself all worked up.
Do we get worked up in stories? What are you going to do this week? You going to bet against the Raiders or going to take the Raiders?
Call again tomorrow.
Like, how's that team going to respond this week? You want to go through that checkbox of who they play? They got better.
I'm sorry. I just don't get it. He played. Then he played week one, gets suspended, 5 games. He was going to serve that out. He was fighting it in court, yes, but no one believed it was going to get overturned. He lost in the arbitration case. That was stupid of him to do that. He hasn't played. He hasn't played in weeks.
I got a bone to pick with you.
How's Dallas done without him?
They're 4-1.
Yep.
I'm doing all right.
And McCarthy's worried about the interviews he's has with the New England press.
I'm sorry, but just to look at their year, which of the games did they lose this year?
Tampa.
The one with Collins. He hasn't played. They've won four straight. I don't think it's a big factor in this game. Nick and Hingham. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask Zolak. When he called the game on Sunday, at the end, I think it was the second to last drive when they were going for the field goal, he basically said, if they're going to keep doing this, then they're just going to keep having to rely on Folk for field goals. Was that you blasting on the offensive calling? Was that going after McDaniels because they just play so cautionary, they're not playing to win?
Yeah, it was the two double screens they called to the left side. They were down inside the 30, and they called, I think the first one was to Bolden, and they had third down was to Bourne. And they both got stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. And at that point, you're like, give the kid a chance here. Throw the damn ball. Throw a look-in route to Jacoby Myers. I know he's confident to throw that. These guys aren't screen runners to the outside. You know who were? Amendola and Edelman. These guys don't have that build. They're taller receivers. They're more physical. They're not shifting. They're not quick like that. I know it's in your playbook. I know it's in your DNA, like, to want to do that, to call that. But that's like taking a round block and trying to stick it in a square hole. It's not going to work. So throw those plays out. That was all my point there. Settle for a field goal while you're down there. You need points at that time. You were still trailing in that game. That game is 22-9. I kept thinking, like, okay, I'll take a field goal here. Oh, my God. At some point, it's got to end.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Okay, we'll pick it up on the other side. Derek Forbert, is he going to call? You think yay, nay? Cutting it close. Hardy has headlines.
29 minutes. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
Just going
to
say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're waiting on Derek Forbert of the Boston Bruins to join us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Nick is in the car. Hi, Nick.
What's up, Nick?
What's up, fellas? So about the bandwagon fans, I think that they're both necessary and a good thing. Because on, like, how would you become a fan of a team, like, just because of a logo or because of the way that you're raised? Like, I think that bandwagon fans originate from a successful team and an enjoyable product that sucks more people in, just like any business, right? Or any organization. And when you put out a new product or an upgrade to a product, you're doing it to bring in more consumers and more money. And I think that bandwagon fans, both, they bring in new and different energy, obviously money to the team. It creates more buzz. Like, it starts with a bandwagon fan that might become like a dedicated fan. So I think that they're both necessary and a good sign that the team is moving in the right direction.
Well, the money is the big thing.
Can't be a bad thing.
No, the money is the big thing. Because, like, even when the team didn't feel like you had the type of support you did at the end of the year, that's why the yellow jersey thing came up. And you thought, oh, they're doing this for a money grab. Where whether or not they felt, okay, this is the reason we're hot and this is why you know, this team's playing well, and I understand baseball is all about superstition and the jinx part of it, and yeah, we can't change things up. And then everybody thought, okay, what are they going to do on Marathon Monday? No, they just kept wearing the Reds, the one they won two games with. So, but there's the money part of it. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of signage in that park. There's a lot of signage in that park that wasn't there before you were winning.
Which goes back now a decade and a half. It goes back a long time. It's not as if it, you know, is new because right. of this. But you know what? This just this small little run can't hurt just from like sort of that perspective either. You know, when it comes to keeping money engaged, keeping ticket sales engaged, keeping people interested in the team, it won't hurt.
Yeah.
They'll do better next year than they did this year. Let's go to Brent. He's in Shrewsbury. You get some football talk for us, Brent.
Gentlemen, I want to solve this O-line mystery. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I can't hear you guys too well, but I guess you can hear me. So sorry if I ignore someone chiming in, but I'm worried about the O-line, how they played better, because that position, it's such a grind. So I think sometimes you get some of those twos in with fresh legs. I'm worried about a one-week boost from those fresh legs. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the twos are just better. Whoever filled in for Isaiah Wynn, maybe he's just better. Now, another thing I'm curious about is with Cam. Not just the whole Cam's running, the linebackers are looking at Cam to get a better blocking
angle. Cam who?
Maybe because Cam was never in spread. Cam was never in spread, so they never pass blocked. We thought this O-line was better than it was. Maybe we should have funded Tooney to protect the rookie. That's everything I got, guys.
Well, you did fund Tooney last year, and that was part of the problem. But I want to go back to, you know, you're saying leaving the twos in there. Maybe the twos are, there's a reason these guys were twos. There's a reason there are guys that are swing tackles. There's a reason a guy's a swing guard. There's a reason a guy wasn't the center you selected to stay here, goes to play elsewhere, then comes back and is the guy's backup. That's no offense towards a guy like Teddy Karras. Just because these guys played well, they did their job last week against, let's face it, an inferior team. If your guys are back this week against the Cowboys in that front and those linebackers, starters play. Period. You know, you get a Wenu back, he plays. He's out there today. No Isaiah Wynn. So, boom, he's back in the mix.
My phones are frozen up here.
Damn it. Is he there?
Can you punch him up from there, T-Bone? Tommy? Holyoke?
They're all gone now.
Oh.
No.
He was just here a minute ago.
Yeah, all the phones just dropped.
Oh, so they just totally exploded.
Yes. I thought it was Norbert.
So it's now 1:44. And if Forbert calls now, he can't even get on because the phone's broke?
No, looks like they're back.
Oh.
They're back.
I have a question.
Should I even bother with this then? Maybe I should.
Nah, just leave it alone.
Okay. You were saying, Hardy?
I have a question for Forbert. If he does call in, that has been relayed to me by, let's just say, someone else. Very good inside information on him. And
oh. Is that right? From someone that knows him?
Yeah.
Are you texting with Krug?
I'm not.
The guy's name?
I couldn't. How did I space on Tory Krug's name?
Because it's too common. It is. I do that all the time.
Because Tory Krug is too common?
We got him.
He's here?
He's here.
Do I have to read anything? Any sponsors or anything? Or
nope.
We're just bringing him in.
We're trying to get out of here in a few minutes.
Let's do it. Come on. Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Just in the nick of time. We've got him on the line. Bruins defenseman. Derek Forbert's with us. Hello, Derek. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Sorry I'm late.
What's going on? Why'd you switch times so many times?
We just had a little team meeting. It went a little long, so couldn't leave it early.
All right. First question regarding a team meeting. I've received on pretty good authority that there was a team trip to the wild card game, and you did not attend. Would you like to respond?
That's been a little dark point in my life. I watched Goodwill Hunting a couple weeks ago, and Robin Williams skipped it for a girl, so I decided to do the same thing.
Oh. Did you slide your ticket across the table and say, sorry, boys, I got to go see about a girl?
It was my moment. I had to pass on the Red Sox Yankees game. Do I regret it now? Absolutely. But
have you had Dunkin' Donuts before you got here?
You didn't know Pudge was going to hit one out. You know, it's not your fault.
I did. I had no idea.
Have you ever had Dunkin' Donuts before you got here?
Oh, yeah. I played in the minors in Manchester, New Hampshire. And when you play in the minors, you don't get breakfast. So I was having Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast every morning.
Well, it's off the Goodwill Hunting thing too, carrying the small cups of coffee.
Because everyone says Goodwill Hunting, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, they walk around with the small cups.
Yeah,
first thing they think of.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, we've got Derek Forbert with us, and you were obviously a high priority for the Bruins in the offseason. They signed you early, right out of the gate, free agency. Why is it that you think you'll make a good fit here in Boston?
I think it's just kind of, you know, what they needed and what they were looking for there. Looking for a big kind of lefty, you know, shut down deep man. And that's kind of what I do my best provide. And, you know, I've done a good job at, you know, playing with kind of other skilled righty. So it's just kind of been a good fit.
What's the first thing you bought once you got your contract here?
I haven't even bought anything. I'm still driving a 2016 Tahoe, and boys kind of gave me a little shit for it. So
you're gonna fit well here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a big chip shortage right now. It's hard to get new vehicles. It's not easy.
Yeah. I just had to pay for a patio. So,
big money.
The most boring. Yeah, the most boring fucking purchase ever.
That's two. Where the first one we can maybe let slide. The second one, that's dumped. And pretty soon the phone is going to cut you off automatically. Is this your plan, Derek?
I love this interview. This is the greatest interview ever.
So you don't have to do these anymore?
This is so much better than Wags, and you're only like four minutes in.
If I keep swearing, you won't have me back on.
I will. I'm all for it.
No way I'm leaving. I heard we got a gift card for coming out. So.
Oh, well, where's the gift card to?
Where to?
Patios and more?
I think the guy said $500 to Hooters. So I was like, I'm in.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You could eat there for 3 years.
You take pasta there.
Classy joint.
Exactly.
Who's helped you the most since you got here? Like, as far as the locker room presence, you got a lot of good veteran guys here, but who'd you attach to the quickest?
I mean, there's a ton of good leaders here. Bergie's unbelievable. Marsh is a great guy. Nick Foligno, he's been a captain in the league for a while, and we both kind of live in that North End area. So been hanging out with him quite a bit. He's had me over some dinners and stuff. So, I mean, it's been a great transition. There's such a good group of guys here that it's been pretty seamless. So it's good.
Team going to be any good?
Yeah, we should be all right.
All right.
All right.
That's good.
All right.
Are you looking forward to just getting into some actual real regular season games? I know this is, you know, beginning of the year. It's like, let's get going, I'm sure, in your shoes. So Saturday night can't come soon enough, I'm sure.
I know. The boys are pumped up. It's been kind of weird how much time we've had since the last preseason game. You don't really see that very often. But we've been doing a lot of kind of five-on-five stuff in practice just to kind of keep that, you know, game-like intensity up. So it's been good.
All right, Derek. Appreciate your time. Thanks for checking in. We're looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
See you, Derek.
Derek Forbert, new Bruins defenseman. I think he's going to fit in just fine around here.
He sure is.
Who took a shot of Wags in that?
I did.
That was
better than Wags already.
What are you doing?
I said yesterday that I will take Wags on a weekly call-in.
We both said that.
Regardless of where he's playing or not playing or anything else.
And
he is always welcome here.
You said earlier today that if this didn't go well, we were just going to slide him in there. But I think there's room for both. I think
always.
I think it's
Chris Wagner is always welcome on this show anytime he wants.
Yeah.
I even suggested the other day, I don't think anyone listened to me, but I said, why don't we still give Wags his gift cards or whatever he got and have him keep coming on, regardless of who he's playing for?
$500 Hooters.
Providence, anybody else, I don't care.
Did you even know they gave out five? Well, I guess they give him $100.
Does the team give them or we give them?
I think we give them.
Yeah.
I'll take a Hooters gift card. We should get one for waiting an extra half an hour to have
them. Yeah.
I feel like we used to do Capital Grill was a big one.
Yeah,
we used to give out gift cards too. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
It was for a long time.
No, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I remember.
Somebody mentioned
Krug. Krug did. He told us one time. He's like, "Yeah, man, I got all these Capital Grill gifties now. It's great.
Just gotta go.
Like, that's a great spot too. Yeah. He's like, I gotta go use them. I'm like, well, if you can't use them, I'll borrow one. Yeah, I'll borrow one from you if you'd like. Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know
smelled
it. If you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, right into the breaking news, huh? Well, we have plenty of it.
Usually breaks at the start of the show.
4 minutes before the end of the show. All right, Marcus Smart suspended by the Celtics for breaking a team rule.
Oh. Already?
He broke a team rule. Apparently, it's been resolved to the point where he was able to travel with the team to Florida, but he has been suspended by the Celtics for the breaking of a team
That's
rule.
A great, very mature way to begin a new $77 million extension.
What's the first thing you think of?
He smashed a mirror on the wall. I don't know.
I thought COVID.
With new restrictions and the way teams travel now, and the different things and different holes you have to jump through, I'm thinking COVID related.
Can I be honest with you? It rings hollow. You think a guy gives a bleep about playing in a preseason game? Suspend him for the first game. You want to send a message? You want Ime Udoka and Brad Stevens to look like they've actually got some balls to stand up to whatever nonsense has gone on? Suspend him for the opener of the season. Say, sit down. We have rules. You didn't follow them. Sit down for a real game, an actual game.
That's
a
lot
of preseason game. There's no message. That's not even a punishment. Guy would love to kick back and not play in a preseason game.
The Steelers punished, I think it was Le'Veon Bell and maybe LeGarrette Blount.
Oh, for the smoking weed.
And you know how they punished them? They made them play the fourth preseason game.
Yeah.
They were like, they're wire to wire. That was their punishment.
Good. It's a good punishment.
That is a good punishment.
Veterans don't want to do that. Okay, here's the other thing.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is excellent breaking news and a great break for the Red Sox. Lance McCullers is likely out for the ALCS, according to Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Strained forearm, but could possibly return for the World Series if the Astros advance. That is a massive, massive break for the Red Sox. That is great. And this is the first thing I asked Milliken yesterday. I said, what's the status of McCullers? What's the deal? Is this a real injury? Or is this a little boo-boo and he's going to put some ice on it and be fine? Turns out it was real.
Man.
I'd send him for the Tommy John today. Quite frankly, I think that's probably best to get ahead of that, you know?
They're going
to
be in the World
Series. Don't let that linger.
He's already had it once.
You don't want to let that linger. Hey, Evaldi's had it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go get that fixed.
Fix it up.
Right now.
Start healing.
That way you get back as soon as you can. I'd fly him to Dr. Andrews today. Or whatever that guy is out on the West Coast now that does it too, like for sale. All right. So, yeah, do we have any takeaways?
Yeah, we got to do a quick takeaway sponsor here. Yeah. Today's takeaways, breaking news right there, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It wants to share the solution for weight loss by opening a new location in Auburn or 7 now. Check out the nearest location to you at awaken180weightloss.com. Have fun at your wedding, buddy.
Have a great Friday tomorrow. And if you don't mind, give RJ some crap about our parlay from last week. Can you do
five
that for
five.
Me?
What a push.
He hated our picks last week. We went 4-0-1, and we cashed, baby. We made money. All right. See you guys next week.
All right.
Actually, I'll be back Sunday.
Have fun, Beetle.
Football from Foxborough. Hooray. Felgrim has next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.